朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我想我们信主年日越久，或是真正跟随主越久，
and brothers, for those of us who've been with the Lord, have been saved for many years,
我们都宝贝主耶稣是我们的好牧人，
and we treasure the fact that he is our good shepherd,
他带领我们经过人生每一个台阶，
and he lead us through every stages in life,
他带领我们穿山越岭，
and he take us through the mountains and into the valleys,
我们就算行过死荫的幽谷都不怕遭害，
and even through the valleys of shadow of death, we will fear no evil,
因为主与我们同在，
because he is with me,
他的杖他的竿都安慰我们，
his staff and his rod, they comfort me,
而第二个，
and secondly,
在旷野里面经历神丰盛的供应，
and in the wilderness they experience God's full supply,
40年了，
40 years,
三四百万人， 三四百万， 3 to 4 million, 居然没有饿死，
and no one starved to death,
衣服没有穿破，
and their clothes were not worn out,
脚没有走肿，
and their feet were not swollen.
弟兄姊妹，你如果管教会犯死，今天又是要找杰西卡，杰西卡在哪里？
Jessica, where are you? Jessica,
你喜不喜欢做饭食？
Do you like to be in charge of our
终身职啊？
For the rest of your life?
不容易哈，弟兄姊妹真的不容易。
The brothers and sisters, not easy.
三百个人都不容易。
Feeding 300 people is tough.
不要说三百万。
Not to say 3 million.
神供应他们四十年。
And God supplied and provided for them for 40 years.
在他们需要的时候。
And whenever they had need.
每一天都降下马拉来。
Every single day the manna came.
在他们需要的时候。
Whenever they had need.
磐石可以裂开，活水流出来。
The rock would be separated and the living water would flow.
在需要的时候。
Whenever they had need,
他们可以对着枯干的地在那里唱歌说井啊涌上水来。
They could sing to the dry ground and said, spring up, O well.
活水就从地底下出来了。
Living water, the well came out of the ground.
弟兄姊妹，神一路上供应我们。
All the way God has provided.
从来不缺乏。
And no lacking.
太宝贵的事情了，弟兄姊妹。
Very, very precious.
所以我想我们在买会所的事情上，我们都有这样子的经历。
Again, for all of us, as we were purchasing the church, we all experienced.
神亲自带领我们。
God Himself has led us every step.
然后神亲自供应我们所有的需要。
And God has supplied all of our needs.
不光是钱财。
Whether financially.
人力。
And people.
需要的帮助。
And the help that we need.
需要的资料。
And the information that we
need. 都在应时的时候，神就供应给我们。
And His time and His season, He gave it.
所以从这些事情里面，我们都有一个感受：从前风闻有神，如今真是经历到他。
And through these series of events, we said, Lord, we have heard of you in time past, but now we have experienced you.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神百姓得救的时候，神把他们带到旷野里面，叫第一件事情改他们的食物。
So the very first thing that God did when He delivered the people of Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness is He changed their diet.
用很单纯的马拉，用活水供应他们。
A very simple manna and the living water, that was it.
这是很多人受不了的事情。
And something that many people could not stand.
我昨天讲年轻人这个七件事情。
And I talked about the 7 things for young people.
今天任何一件事情叫你 cut it off for 1 month, 你可能都不容易的。
And I asked you to fast any one of those 7 elements may be very challenging.
叫你一个月不看电视。
One month don't watch TV.
或是一个月不上网。
Or 1 month don't go on the internet.
或是一个月不可以听音乐。
Or 1 month don't listen to music.
一个月不跟朋友打电话。
One month don't talk to your friends on the phone.
我相信我再讲下去，你们就说主啊，愿你快来了。
And if I keep going, you guys will say, oh Lord, come back.
你说这种生活怎么过呢？
How do I live this kind of life?
就跟以色列百姓讲的一模一样，我们心血耗竭了，这个东西太单纯了。
And just like the Israelites said, these are too simple for our lives.
弟兄姊妹，神必须把他们从埃及带出来。
God must take them out of Egypt.
改变他们的衣食住行。
And change the way they live, change the way of their daily sustenance.
从前是说什么在肉锅旁边吃鱼肉，然后葱姜蒜韭菜什么都有，都是山东人来吃的。
They talked about the fact that in Egypt they had fish and they still had some garlic and onion that they had.
那天我听说是哪一个 Titus 团契。小组认领的教会那个 一下去的那个花圃哈，那个小 garden.
And I heard the other day that the Titus Fellowship has taken ownership of a small plot of garden area in our church facility.
我就有点担心啊。
And I was a little concerned.
我不晓得他们会种什么。
I don't know what they're going to plant.
但是可能比年长的弟兄姊妹认领会好一点。年长的可能会种韭菜啊、葱蒜这些。
The elderly brothers and sisters will begin to plant vegetation that they can actually consume and eat.
我当你担心的时候，这个于师母还在说，那有什么关系？吃埃及食物，想念一下。
Don't worry about it. If they're really garlic and onion, we'll enjoy it.
就是这是埃及的东西啊，葱姜蒜、西瓜、黄瓜什么鱼啊、肉啊。
Again, for the Egyptians or for the Israelites when they were in Egypt, that's what they had every day.
今天多少人的性格、心情、健康、人际关系、跟主的关系，都从所听的音乐、所看的网络。受到了很大很大的破坏。
Today, many children of God, because of the outside influences through the internet, the music, the things that we see, our lives has been damaged in a great way.
这是我们心灵的食物。
And are the spiritual food for our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，尤其是年轻的弟兄姊妹，我们不能够再让自己随便吃世上的食物。
Brothers and sisters, particularly the younger brothers and sisters, do not casually consume the things of this world.
神要改变我们。
God needs to change it.
而第三件事情。
And the third thing.
他们经历了神的启示。
They experienced the revelation from the Lord.
神把他们带到西乃山下。
And God's brought them to the foot of the Mount Sinai.
在这里把山上的样式启示给他们。
God's given the pattern on the mountain.
把圣别生活的条例告诉他们。
Given the decree of what's holy living.
我们现在新约的人回去读都觉得这是繁文缛节，真的是这个管那个管，吃的东西穿的东西，然后洁净条例一大堆。
And we go back in the New Testament, or in the New Testament time, we go back and read these Old Testament rules and regulations. We say, wow, they're so detailed.
但是弟兄姊妹，所有旧约的这些律例、典章跟要求
，But I want to let everyone know that all these requirements and all these decrees in the Old Testament，
一方面在这里表达神是一个怎样的神，神的性情是什么
？On the one hand, it's to express the nature of God, who is this God？
啊，例如神说不可以咒骂聋子，听过这句话没有
？For example, God says you cannot scold or speak badly of a mute.
因为他听不到你骂他不公平。
Because he cannot hear the fact that what you're saying of him is not fair.
我有时很累的时候，耳鸣三种声音，好的，我就什么都快听不到了。
Sometimes when I'm tired, I will lose my hearing and I can't hear anything.
所以于师母如果这时候不高兴，讲话稍微大声，我都会跟他说，不要咒骂聋子。
And when Sister Nancy is in a bad mood, she would speak a little louder. I would say, please don't yell at a deaf person.
这些律例典章让你看见神是怎样的神。
And these decrees and these laws are to show us who is this God that we believe in.
而另外一方面，在神所有这些要求的背后
，And on the second hand, all these requirements that God has,
其实都讲出神要来改变我们的生命。
And behind it all is to tell us that God wants to change our lives.
我跟你说，神跟我们有任何的要求。
And I tell you, any requirements that God has of us,
没有一个要求比神对我讲我好了，比要求圣洁让我们更不敢站在神面前的。
None of these requirements will exceed God's requirement for us to be holy.
如果神要求殷勤，我或许敢跟神说：“主，我已经尽我的力量是殷勤的了。”
If God says, "Be diligent," I would say, "Okay, Lord, I've done all my best to be diligent."
神如果要求要我们要心肠好，那我们可能也会觉得很多地方我们心肠还可以。
If God says to have a good heart, I say, "Okay, Lord, a lot of time I am kind."
但是你却发现，从旧约到新约，神一再的讲：“我是圣洁的。”你们务必要圣洁。
But from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God keeps saying, "Be ye holy, because I am holy."
希伯来书十二章说到，人非圣洁，不能见神的面。
And the Hebrew says, "Unless a person is holy, they cannot see God."
我们自己这个人身上怎么可能有圣洁呢
？How is the holiness in our lives?
但是弟兄姊妹，我在冬令会的时候讲过，圣洁不光是神的要求。
But I said in the beginning of the year, holiness is not just a requirement from God.
圣洁也是神的应许。
Holiness is God's promise.
因为他知道我们没有圣洁。
He knows that we do not have holiness.
所以他让他的儿子成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
So he allowed his son to become our wisdom, our salvation.
而且在利未记到了后面的时候， 神说我是叫你们成圣的耶和华。
And at the end of Leviticus, God says, I am the one who caused you to be sanctified.
他不光要求我们圣洁。
He not only required of us to be holy.
他要把圣洁给我们。
But he wants to give us holy.
所以有这么多圣别生活的条例。
So all these requirements to live a holy life.
有山上的样式。
There's a pattern that is displayed on the mountain.
有侍奉的法则。
And there's a principle in service.
让我们能够认识神的旨意。
That we may know the will of God.
那弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
我们借着这些我们对神有第一手真实的认识
and through all these things we will have a first hand knowledge of God
那许多的时候呢我们都是对神的认识都是第二手的
and many times our knowledge of God is second hand
从传道人来的啦
it comes from what we hear
从爸爸妈妈从带查经的人来的啦
mom and dad for those who are leading the Bible study
那弟兄姊妹你知道经过旧人有的时候就有一些东西就有偏差
and a lot of times when it goes through the old man there's some deviation
我们很多时候需要对神有自己第一手准确的认识。
And many times we need to have a personal right understanding of who God is.
而圣灵来就是亲自光照启示。
And the Holy Spirit comes to personally reveal to us.
这个有一个电影院，这个在台湾哈，那个这个票快卖完了。
Now there was a movie theater. They were coming very close to selling out tickets.
那剩下正好最后一张正好是一个中学生啊。
And the last ticket was purchased by a junior high student.
所以卖完了以后底下的人就只剩下站票了居然电影院可以站票的。
And everybody who is, did not get the ticket, they're on the waiting list.
他的下一个人呢居然是一个老外一个老美站在那。
And the person that was right behind this junior high student was, a foreigner.
所以这个售票小姐不会讲英文就拜托这个中学生她说麻烦你帮我告诉她。
So, the seller of the ticket cannot speak English, so asked this young person to tell this foreigner.
她说所有的位置都卖完了你还要不要看如果要看的话要站着看只剩下站票了。
And、he says, oh, okay, all the seats are sold. If you still want to watch the movie, you got to stand the whole time.
所以这个中学生就转过头来对这个美国人讲。
And、so this junior high kid turned around and spoke to this, this foreigner.
他说 you see, no seat. You see, no seat. You see, stand seat.
That's what he said.
那个他翻不出来了哈。对我们平常这个英翻中是修华修华这是什么意思
Christine, can you translate?
他也摇头。我常常到很多地方去，很多人都夸我们教会两个翻译，说他们好得不得了。结果这些十分的 Rachel 今天又有做不出来的事情。这个真的很难翻，是必须英文比较不好的那种两分的。
People who are tens cannot translate stuff like this. Only people who are twos.
要像我这种两分的利亚才翻得出来。
People like me who is a two, a Leah, can translate something like that.
他说 ，You see no seats. 他说，你知道吗？没有位置了。
You see no seats.
You see no seat. 你还看不看
？You see no seats.
if seat, stand seat. 如果要看的话，站着看，没有票了。
You would be very confused.
So, Brother Ernest, you can translate it, right?
Yeah. Did you understand?
So, they are
those. No seat for you.
So, we confirmed what Ernest said. Well, 2 minutes of Leah often does many things that 10 minutes of Rachel cannot do.
And the Leahs who are twos are oftentimes doing things that these Rachels who are tens cannot do.
所以后面那个美国人就说，他说 ，I'm sorry, I really don't understand what you say.
So the foreigner says, I'm sorry, I really don't know what you're saying.
所以这个中学生就转过来对售票小姐说，这个人不懂英文。
So this young person turns to the seller of the ticket and says, this man does not understand English.
我今天讲这个是在求我们传道人哈，许多的时候骂弟兄姊妹不爱主不属灵，因为有时候我们传东西传错了。
And I say this for the sake of us who are preachers. A lot of times, we scold brother and sister, but we didn't say the right thing.
那我们传的人家听不懂。
And we say things that they don't understand.
然后觉得这些人不属灵。
And then we say, oh, they're not spiritual. That's why they don't understand.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要来到神的面前，来到施恩的宝座前，让神亲自来启示我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need to personally come to the throne of grace and ask God for His revelation.
圣言圣经
And through His holy word, the scripture,
借着圣灵,
and through the Holy Spirit,
神愿意向我们启示他的自己和他永远的旨意。
And God wants to reveal Himself, His eternal purpose.
我相信在我们这一生里面常常都有这种被神好像突然开眼的经历。
And I trust that many of us have gone through these experiences in life that all of a sudden our eyes are open.
好多时候读经读到一半碰见主那个喜乐真的是很难形容的。
And a lot of times as we're reading through the scriptures, all of a sudden it is open to us. When we meet God, we can't express it.
很多人说跪在主面前祷告的时候突然一下子在圣灵里遇见主了那个喜乐真的是很难讲的。
And we're kneeling there, we're praying, all of a sudden God shows up. That joy is inexpressible.
那不需要中间这个 you see no see 的这种人啊。
And you don't need this middle person who you see no see, can't explain anything.
直接去遇见神。
You need to come personally, directly to meet God.
弟兄姊妹神一路上愿意启示我们啊。
And God along the entire way was willing to reveal himself to people.And fourthly,
神教导他们属灵的征战。
God teaches them spiritual warfare.
我两个礼拜以前刚刚讲过，出埃及记十七章是神百姓出埃及碰到的第一场征战。
And I spoke of this 2 weeks ago, Exodus chapter 17, the very first battle the Israelites.
以免让我们认识这场征战跟亚玛力人征战的性质是什么。
At the very first thing to know what is the nature of doing battle with the Amalekites.
就是这种征战亚玛力人的特性，就是你在主的祝福。主的应许上要往前的时候他就出来拦阻你
and these particular enemies whenever you're in the process of being blessed by God they will show up and block you
那同样呢在这个征战这里面我们看见了得胜的秘诀是什么
and through this battle we see the secret behind victory
那山上的祷告决定了山下生活的胜败、啊、
and the prayer on the mountain determined whether there's victory in the battle
征战好像是在地上进行约书亚带着人在那里打仗
The battle taking place, Joshua was leading the people in battle.
但是真正的胜败是摩西、亚伦、户珥这三个人在山上决定的。
But the victory was determined through Moses' prayer and Aaron and Hur as they were praying together.
何时垂手
Whenever Moses' arms fell,
亚玛力人就得胜。
The Amalekites was winning.
何时举手
Whenever the hands are lifted up,
以色列人就得胜。
The Israelites were winning.
弟兄姊妹你看见了没有神就带他们进入战场。
So God led them into the battlefield.
让他们学习未曾晓得
They would learn, understand warfare that they have not known before.
而接着这些征战，他们认识了属灵的法则。
And through these warfare, they understand spiritual principles.
他们也知道如何在地上过得胜的生活。
They understand how to live a victorious life.
他们可以试透仇敌的诡计。
They can understand the trickery of the enemy.
他们能够支取神的得胜。
They know how to lay hold of God's victory.
而第五件事情。
And fifthly.
在这里经历肉体被显明和被对付。
And the experience of their flesh being revealed and being dealt with.
整个神百姓在旷野的里面
And the people of Israel when they were in the wilderness
是一个蒙恩的历程
And it was the process of being blessed.
外面神带领他们
Outwardly God was leading
保护他们
Protecting them
供应他们
Supplying them
向他们显现启示真理给他们
Revealing to them, showing them the truth.
带他们经过征战让他们学会怎么打仗怎么得胜
Taking them through various battles, teaching them how to be overcomers and victorious.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
同样的在旷野的这段路上
At the same time, this journey in the wilderness
有一件很重要的事
was something very, very important.
神一路显明他们里面内在生命的实情
And God continued to reveal to them the true conditions inside.
让他们看见他们属肉体的人不可能靠着行律法讨神的喜悦
That God was showing them that this flesh, through the doing of the law, cannot please God.
神在他们身上工作
And God worked in their lives.
神拆毁，神建造
And God demolished, and then God built up.
神击打，神医治
God struck, but God healed.
弟兄姊妹，神亲自在这里教育他们，改变他们
God was personally coming to educate them and changing them.
弟兄姊妹，环境常常是我们的一面镜子
And brothers and sisters, the environment is oftentimes a very good mirror.
西游记说是照妖镜，我们不能讲我们有妖，但是有肉体啊。把那个 monster show up the mirror.
Some says that the mirror, a magic mirror that reveals the monster in us or the ghosts that are in us.
那我们里面没有妖，但是肉体很多。
We don't have these demons or monsters inside of us, but there is a lot of flesh in us.
所以神就借着环境来显出我们的肉体来。
So God uses the environment to reveal what's inside this flesh.
不然你不知道你里面是什么。
So, then you would really not know what's really inside of you.
唐晨 do you know what's inside of you?
Do you know what's inside of you?
No.
You don't know.
所以神需要一些环境领导你，你知道吗
？So God needs to bring about certain environments into your life.
给你安排一个最差的宿舍，你就 complain 啊。
And give you a very, very lousy room, then you start to complain.
在你 complain 的里面，神就让你看看你。
And then in your complaints, God would say, come on, look at yourself.
当我这个 King of King, 万王之王来到地上的时候，连枕头的地方都没有，你现在 complain 什么？
When I was the King of King, when I came, I have no place to rest my head. What are you complaining about now?
神会显明我们的肉体。
But God begins to reveal our flesh.
但是他目的不是为了显明。
But the purpose is not just to reveal.
他是为了要改变我们。
The purpose is to change.
是要让我们不再是我乃是基督。
That we can say it is no longer I, but Christ.
让我们厌恶自己，让我们喜欢接受耶稣。
That we would hate the self, but we would love to have Jesus.
所以有人祷告，觉得别人阿门声音太小，他受伤，觉得你们为什么都不 support 我？
And some people when they pray and they say, all people are saying Amen too lowly, they're not really supporting me.
为什么威廉一祷告，你们的 Amen 都这么大声？
How come every time William prays, you guys all like Amen?
所以那个 compare. 所以那个 comparison 那个比较就让我们的肉体被暴露出来了。
And again, these comparisons reveal the flesh in us.
为什么我祷告说我是个肉体，我是个太可恶的人，你们就祷告阿门这么大声。
And when I say, I'm a wretched person, I'm full of flesh, and all of you guys say, Amen.
那是因为我遇见神，我在那里悔改，没想到你们都认为我是肉体。
I met God and I'm repenting, and all of a sudden I realize all of you guys think that I'm fleshy.
所以我们又受伤了。
That I'm hurt.
所以阿们大声，有人受伤。
Somebody who amens real loud, we get hurt.
阿们小声，又有另外一些人受伤。
Someone who people who amen real lowly and very silent.
你知道吗
？Quietly, we get hurt.
所以神家就是大肉体、小肉体落一盘哈。
And God's house is full of big and small flesh.
被神摆在一起。
And we are all put together.
我们就这样磨啊磨啊，冲啊碰啊，摸来碰摸去，到最后我们就越来越像主了，居然。
And we rub against each other. We, you know, go against one another. All of a sudden, we actually become more like the Lord.
我跟你讲，什么事情、什么人、事物会摸着你，这是我们的未得之地。
And I tell you, whatever person that would trouble you or bother you.This is the ground that you have not yet possessed.
神对约书亚说：“你已经年纪老迈，你还有许多未得之地。”
And God said to Joshua, "You are advanced in age, but there's still much land you have not yet conquered."
什么人一讲什么话就会让你受不了的话，那是你的未得之地。
If somebody says something and it just makes you very uncomfortable or offends you, that's a land, that is inheritance you have not yet claimed.
每一次塞车你就火冒三丈，那是你的未得之地。
Every time in traffic you just get into this rage.It is something that you have not yet claimed.
每次余弟兄开车超过了你，你就不服气，那是你的未得之地。
Every time brother you drive passes you, and you just say, "Oh, and you're not happy about that." That's the ground that you have not yet.
弟兄姊妹，我们有太多的未得之地。
There are many, many things that we have not yet.
神一日显明我们所有的环境都在这里，要为了要把我们的人显出来。
So God raises up all these circumstances to reveal to us who we are inside.
我们被神拆毁，被神建造。
God would take us apart, but God would also build us up.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上很重要的工作。
And these are the wonderful works that God has in our lives.
好，这是整个旷野五件事。
And these five key things through the wilderness.
经历神亲自的带领。
To experience God's personal leading.
经历神丰盛的供应。
To experience God's full supply.
经历神在神的启示。
And God's personal revelation.
经历属灵的征战。
And to experience spiritual battle.
我们也经历我们肉体被神显明，被神对付。
And we experience the fact that our flesh is being revealed. 就
怎么样？这是神百姓走天路的时候。
And this is the people of God as they walk in the heavenly journey.
神一路上在改变我们。
And God.Is changing them along the entire way.
所以整个出埃及记。
So the entire Exodus.
我一分钟讲完哈。
I'll conclude in a minute.
它分五段。
But it's actually five segments.
第一段。
The very first one.
生为奴，生下来就是奴隶的。
Born as slaves.
这是第一章。
That's chapter one.
第二。
Second segment.
蒙救赎。
They received salvation.
神借着降石灾。
And through the coming of the plagues.
击打偶像在我们身上捆绑的力量。
Struck the idols and the power that they have over us.
神借着羔羊的救赎。
And through the redemption of the lamb.
让这个爱激励我们。
To encourage us by this love.
把我们从世界里面给救出来。
And to deliver us out of the world.
把我们从神的审判底下救出来。
And to deliver us out of the judgments of God.
这是叫那蒙救赎第二章第一节到十五章二十一节。
Chapter 2, to chapter 15.
第三，行天路。
Thirdly, to walk a heavenly journey.
就是我们今天晚上讲的，开始走属天的路。
That's what we're talking about tonight. We begin to walk a heavenly journey.
从十五章二十二节一直到十八章，都是在讲行天路。
Chapter 15, verse 22 to chapter 18.
第四，
Fourthly,
获得启示，得启示。
To receive revelation.
这是从19章一直到31章。
Chapter 19 to chapter 31.
神把圣别生活的条例、十诫、山上的样式都颁布给他们。
God's given the Ten Commandments, the decrees, and the ways of living. God's given, revealed everything to them.
第五个被建造。
And fifthly, being built up.
从32章到40章。
Chapter 32 to the end.
那这一段又分成两小段。
And this portion is divided into two smaller segments.
先拆毁，后建造。
First, you must demolish two, then you build.
所以32章到34章借着他们拜金流犊神管教拆毁责打他们。
32 and 34, because the worship of the golden calf, God struck them and God educated them.
他们居然用金流犊来取代耶和华神。
took them apart because they were replacing an idol to the Lord their God.
然后再从35章到40章神真实的建造在他们中间出现了。
Chapter 35 to the end, God really began to build and then God is revealed.
所以出埃及记讲完了。
We're done with Exodus.
所以弟兄姊妹我们不光是在为奴之地被神救出来。
And we are not just slaves, born as slaves that are delivered.
神带领我们走属天的路。
But God lead us to walk a heavenly journey.
他亲自带领。
He's personally leading.
他亲自教育。
He's personally educating us.
他亲自启示。
He's personally revealing.
他亲自来帮助保护我们
personally helping and protecting us.
而且他亲自做工在我们身上
He's personally working in our lives.
以弗所书第二章说到我们都是他手中的杰作在基督耶稣里面做成的
Ephesians chapter 2 says that we are the workmanship of God that is made in Jesus Christ.
所以以前有一个弟兄讲一个比喻很好
And there was a brother who gave an analogy that was very good.
他说哎呀又有一个人得救了
He said, ah, there's another person who was saved.
啊今天郑继福得救了
And today, Asher, he's saved.
啊天上就突然这个天使们都在欢呼
All of a sudden, the angels in heaven, they're shouting, they're rejoicing.
加百列突然跑来跟神说：“神啊，我看继父是个可造之材。”
And Gabriel comes to the Lord and say, "Oh Lord, I think Asher is a usable material."
加百列是天使长啊，你不要小看哈。
And Gabriel, he is one of the archangels. Don't
一个小天使就可以打败185,000个亚述大军，一个晚上可以杀光的。
And a small angel could annihilate an army of 186,000.
不要说天使长。
And not to say the archangel.
加百列说：“我来训练他，作为福音的使者。”
And Gabriel says, "I'm going to train personally to be a messenger of the gospel."
这个米迦勒说：“我来教他属灵征战，成为大能的勇士。”
And Michael comes along and says, "No, I'm going to teach him how to be a mighty warrior."
主对他们说：“No."
And God says, "No."
这是我的儿女。
This is my child.
我要亲自教育他。
I'm going to teach him personally.
你们没有资格教育他。
You are not qualified to teach him.
希伯来书第一章讲到，天使不过是服役的灵，为那些承受救恩的人效力就是了。
Hebrew chapter 1 says that angels are their ministering spirits, serving those who are called by grace.
神约书亚记说到他要独自引导我们生命记啊。
And Deuteronomy it says God says that He will personally lead us.
主耶稣赐下宝惠师来。
The Lord Jesus has sent the Comforter.
以赛亚书也告诉我们，那个时候，你或向左，或向右，在后面有声音告诉你说，这是正路，当行在其间。
The Book of Isaiah says, whether to the left or to the right, you will hear a voice behind you said, this is the way, walk in it.
因为你的老师再也不向你隐藏了。
And because I will not hide myself from you.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹要喜乐啊！神亲自做我们的老师。
But you ought to rejoice. God Himself. Is your teacher.
主耶稣亲自来教导我们。
Jesus personally comes to teach you.
圣灵在我们里面光照、安慰、启示、带领，都在教育我们。
The Holy Spirit comes to enlighten, to teach, and to educate.
我们需要被主充满，我们不是只是去得到一些能力或是感觉。
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit, not just being power in these experiences.
生命里面需要被他充满。
But in our lives, they need to be filled.
我们生活里面需要被他充满。
The way we live, it needs to be filled by Him.
真的是到处都是神的工作，神在。在我们身上伟大的作为和恩典。
Everywhere you look, you can see the works of God in your life.
所以神的百姓刚才讲的旷野五种的经历。
And so the people of God, we talk about these five experiences in the wilderness.
那么神在我们身上，也就是按着站一步一步的带领我们。
And in our lives, God is leading us along through different stages.
照着他心中的纯正，手中的巧妙，带领我们走人生的每一个阶段。
And according to the goodness of His heart. He leads us through every stage in life.
这是民数记里面讲到的第一个法则。
And this is the very first principle in Deuteronomy.
神是按站带领我们。
And God is leading His people through stages.
讲到凡事都有他的美意。
That all things has His purpose.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
神的百姓每到一站，对着会幕安营。
And every time the people of Israel comes to a particular stage, they will encamp around the tabernacle.
讲到不管你在人生哪一个阶段。
It doesn't matter. Speaks of doesn't matter what stage you are in.
基督必须是我们的中心。
Christ must be our center.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是道理。
This is not just a principle.
你我的经历都可以证明这件事情。
Your experiences and my experiences can prove this.
在你人生任何的一个阶段。
Any stage, any one of the stages in your life.
如果基督已经不是你的中心的话。
Christ is no longer the center.
凡是以别的替代了主的。
If you replace anything with in the place of God.
他的愁苦一定加增。
Your sorrow will increase.
有的人学生时代很爱主。
And there are some who really loved the Lord when they were students.
做事以后不爱主了。
And when they start to work, they fall away.
你可以看得出这个人他的身心灵都不快乐都不健康。
You can see that this person, his heart, his spirit, his mind, they're not healthy.
有的人孩子还没生的时候很爱主。
Some people before they had children, they
loved the Lord. 孩子生的时候取代了主在心中的地位。
And after a child was born, all of a sudden replaced God's position in their life.
你发现他的生活混乱。
And you begin to see that their life is in chaos.
夫妻之间常常为了孩子烦躁吵架在那里交焦头烂额。
Couples actually often quarrel because of their kids.
因为主不再是中心。
Because the Lord is no longer the center.
每一站，不管哪一站，必须先对会幕安营。
Every stage in life, doesn't matter what stage, you need to camp around the tabernacle.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
永远以神和神永远的旨意为我们的目的。
And always have the purpose of the will of God be our purpose.
旷野四十二站没有一站是终点。
The 42 stages in the wilderness. Not one stage is the final destination.
直到最后进迦南才是。
Until they enter into Canaan.
所以中间不管是失败也好。
So in the middle, whether they have a fall.
神没有叫我们永远停留在失败。
God did not allow us to remain in weakness.
要叫我们从加底斯巴利亚的失败再起行。
God wants us to rise up and start from the place where we've fallen again.
得胜也不是我们的终点。
And victory is not our final destination.
神要叫他们从利非定亚玛利人的得胜中再出发。
And God wanted them to keep moving forward after they've defeated the Amalekites.
痛苦的经历神没有叫我们永远停留在哪。
And the experiences of bitterness, God says, don't remain there.
要从马拉的苦水起行。
And to rise up from the water of Meribah.
喜乐蒙福的经历神又没有叫我们停留在哪。
And the experience of blessedness of being this joyous occasion, God doesn't want us to rest.
要从以琳起行。
But rise up from Elim.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远是向着标杆去。
And we're always running towards the goal.
这是我们在主的面前走天路的人。
And we who are running in this heavenly journey, this is our.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
So, brothers, we need to thank the Lord.
神这么爱我们。
God loves us.
用永远的爱爱我们。
He loved us with an everlasting love.
他不仅要把我们从埃及救出来。
He not only delivered us out of Egypt.
他亲自带领我们。
But he wants to personally lead us.
他要带领我们进去。
Lead us into it.
在这个过程里面。
And in this process,
我们怎么样子得到从上头来的力量？
How do we receive the power from on high?
我们怎么样让属天的生命在我们的生活中为我们分别为圣呢？
How would we allow this heavenly life in us to sanctify us in our life?
我们 life purpose, lifestyle, life principle 怎么样子能够被神不断的改变呢？
Life purpose, lifestyle, life principle, how do they continually be changed before God?
今天就是神在改变我们。
Today is God who's changing us.
衣食住行神都改变了他们。
Our sustenance and our everyday life, God has changed us.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要主。
And we need the Lord.
以赛亚书四十章告诉我们。
Isaiah chapter 40 tells us.
那等候耶和华的。
He who waits on the Lord.
必重新得力。
Shall renew their strength.
他们像鹰一样展翅上腾。
And they shall mount up with wings like eagles.
奔跑不再困倦。
And they shall run and not be weary.
行路不再疲乏。
And they shall walk and not faint.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你来的时候是不是非常的疲乏，或是人生有碰到什么样子的困难。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know on your way here to the retreat, are you exhausted?
我们也很亏欠没有这么多的时间可以跟每一个人细谈，或是陪你们交通祷告。
And I feel bad that I don't have the ability to spend quality time with each person and pray with you.
但是有一件事情我们每一个人都可以做。
But one thing all of us can do.
我们可以直接来到施恩的宝座前。
You can directly come to the throne of grace.
也是为永远爱我们的神相会。
This God forever loves us is meeting with us.
我们也在他面前领受那丰满圣灵的祝福。
And we can receive the fullness of His blessing, the Holy Spirit.
就像我们上个礼拜所说的,
and just like what we said last week,
活水要从施恩座前流出来,
that the living water will flow from His throne.
它遮盖我们的 ankle,
and it will cover our ankle.
它遮盖我们的膝盖,
and then it will come, rise up to our knees.
它一直涨, 一直涨, 涨到我们的腰,
and it will rise to our waist.
到最后一直涨过我们整个人, 我们不能再走了, 我们浸透在水里面。
And it will rise to the point where it covers our entire person, we are drenched, and we can't move forward.
这是圣灵今天晚上要做的事情。
And this is what the Holy Spirit is doing tonight.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。